All right, you're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York, here with your host Tim Sweeney. Beats in Space every Tuesday night, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. And here on tonight's show, we have a very special guest who's returning, and that's Dan Salzer. Thank you for coming again.
Well, thank you for having me. I had such a good time last time that I couldn't wait to come back and do it by myself.
Yeah, that last time I think we were duking it out
For time.
Yeah.
No, last time was a lot of fun.
And no, we had the hot three-way action last time.
I wish the whole time was hot three-way action. I wish this was hot three-way action. Let's get the get the third way on the phone.
Yeah, we'll get him to call up. I'm sure he's listening.
Right.
Well, tonight's a little special because, you know, I asked you to come on and do something a little different just because, I really wanted someone to come on and do kind of more like, you know, I think the show is educational, but I wanted to do one show that maybe focuses on things a little more. So then I asked you to come on and kind of
thank you. The show is definitely educational. I think every day that somewhere on the internet, someone's saying, "Oh, you should go download that show." Usually, it's actually the Crazy Rhythm show that they're talking about,
because
that was the best one ever. But yeah. they're all pretty good. I think we were talking about like Robert Rental and Fad Gadget and that kind of stuff, and I've being equally in love with the post punk, industrial, new wave, synth kind of era. I thought that'd be a fun thing to sort of play some of that stuff. It was sort of hard to focus, you know, whether it would have been one thing to say, like, this is just minimal synth stuff, or this is just new wave or synth pop, or this is, you know, post-punk or whatever. It's just a bunch of different genres. Really all I did was grabbed a lot of my favorite stuff. It's pretty much all from the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff from that, like early Mute Records kind of stuff, and early industrial bands, and some of it is just, you know, sort of lo-fi, bad, new wave that's kind of experimental, only because they didn't know any better, and some of it is, you know, a little more purposefully out there.
Do you find, does it come from more a certain area than, I mean, is this more UK stuff, or is it?
Actually, yeah, I would say. And that has as much to do with my own bias, I think, because it certainly was a worldwide phenomenon at the time. I think it, you know, definitely the influence, a lot of it came out of some of the stuff we're going to be playing, like this early Daniel Miller stuff, like the Normal and Silicon Teens and the stuff that got Mute started in the UK. But it certainly spread and, you know, it was really big in Germany. There's a lot of, you know, continental Europe's stuff, which I don't really have that much of. It's not as much something I was into. But there's a lot of kind of weird American stuff. There's a lot of New York stuff, like the fringes of the no wave scene, and also San Francisco, I think, for whatever reason, has a good representation.
Really?
There's bands, you know, like Tuxedo Moon. And
oh, they're from
Fat
San Francisco?
Tricks and I mean, they're from various places, but I think they ended up in San Francisco.
Okay.
They, at that period, at least, this band, Voice Farm, who I'm going to play first. A few more, I'm sure I'm not remembering, but I guess the only real unifying theme is from that period, maybe a certain mood, but it sort of covers the basis.
Okay. Well, let's get started, and we'll get back on the mic in a little bit and
awesome.
Talk more. And we also should just mention quickly that you have the Dazzle Ships night tomorrow night.
That's right. One or two Wednesdays a month, we do this like record listening party called Dazzle Ships. It's me and Jeremy Campbell. His website is tropicalcomputersystem.com, and you can read about the Dazzle Ships party there. It's sort of a after dinner happy hour. It was supposed to be an after. The idea was that it would run from 8 to 11 or so. because, you know, I'm an adult now who has to go to work and all that, but it doesn't work out that way, unfortunately, and people still don't show up until 10:30 or 11, so we usually, you know, go to, you know, one or so, but it's just a, you know, it's a nice low-key kind of record dork listening party, and tomorrow night we've got DJs esteemed as Morgan Geist and Bum Rocks, so
it's a good lineup.
That should be
so
hot.
That's and it's at Heather's, right?
At Heather's,
which is where is it?
It's on East 13th Street by A. You can just, I think the best bet is to hit the Tropical Computer System or Systems website for all the info and details.
I'll be good tomorrow. It sounds like. Awesome. Well, okay, let's get started with music here. All Beats right. in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM. Check the website, www.beatsandspace.net. And this is Dan Selzer here on WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. Here we go. Thank you.
washing soldiers' uniform, walking home from school, holding hands across the road, satchel, cap, and rule. Daddy sits alone at night, we don't know where he's been. He stares right through my mom and me, his eyes fixed on the screen. Mommy knits alone at night, a sweater made for Jim. I'm sure Dad loves her very much, she never talks to him.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Oh, Thank you. veins. Forgotten, we're down. That this name
Go ahead.
Hello,
Dan.
Still there?
still we're here.
Still awake. All right. Yes, all over the place. Right now, in the background, we're listening to Robert Rental and The Normal, which was a tour in 1979, a big Rough Trade tour. Stiff Little Fingers, Essential Logic, and Robert Rental and The Normal. The Normal being Daniel Miller of Mute Records. And it's pretty cool, but not the easiest thing to listen to, so I figured we'd make an okay background music. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of stuff here. All these people, I guess, were buddies. Just before this, we heard Thomas Lear's Private Plane, which was the 1978 first ever self-recorded, self-released, new wave, 7-inch, electronic 7-inch. Before that was Robert Rental's Double Heart, which was an early release on Mute, which Lear had helped out on somehow. And a few times we've been hearing in between records, Thomas Lear and Robert Rental's record together that they did with money from Throbbing Gristle on the Industrial label. And I'll play something from that later, too. Before that was Matt Johnson, Time Again for the Golden Sunset. Matt Johnson being the. He did a solo record under his own name and then did Soul Mining with the help of Thomas Lear.
The V, actually.
I think we're actually the first ever DJs to make that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, right.
While listing that.
Recently, though.
And I'm going to go really quickly through this. Played a bunch of really poppy stuff for the fun of it. Thomas Dolby, Europa and the Pirate Twins, OMD Bunker Soldiers, Paul Haig, Time, Our Daughter's Wedding, Airlines, ATROX, Against the Odds, The Associates, Message, Oblique Speech, Chris Carter, Moonlight, The Human League, Being Boiled, Richard Bone, Emerging Melodies, Silicon Teens, TV Playtime, that was Daniel Miller also, Thomas Lear and Robert Rental, Interferon, and Voice Farm AM City. And I'm going to probably get a little weirder right now. And I just wanted to talk so I can introduce the next song, and then that's the last you'll hear. John Bender gets talked about a lot now. But he was just this guy in Cincinnati in the early 80s who made these incredibly strange, obscure records that go for hundreds of dollars on eBay. He would do things like encase them in plaster and all kinds of...
What, the records?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's a record and it was packaged in plaster and it's worth hundreds of dollars. And anyway, the music is... He's just, in Cincinnati, and I guess I don't know what he was listening to, but he actually does a Faust cover, so I'm sure he was listening to some krautrock, and some of it definitely sounds like he was aware of stuff like Cabaret Voltaire and Throbbing Gristle and, DAF and stuff like that. Or who knows, maybe it's all just uniquely his own thing. It's pretty amazing and wonderful stuff, and if anybody wants to sell me one of his records, get in touch. I've never been able to find one or afford one or anything, so I'll have to just deal with a CD of ill-begotten means. So this is 35A9 by John Bender.
And you're listening to Beats in Space with Dan Selzer. Sorry. On WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.
Sandman. you've been making my wheels spin, man. He says that this will never end. He says I can't begin again. He says I can't crawl away, man. He says I can't crawl away, man.
Five, local disturbance. Call 9 to 5. in the twilight. Nuclear fire, what used to be night? Became brats on fire, what the hell happened? To Delta Far, it's been vaporized. A Delta Far, once there was life. And then there was none, it all had passed him. To oblivion, what on earth happened? A Delta Far, known and alive. A Delta Far, I stared out in wonder. Into the void, that once was the home. Open the door.